Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 85 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about a topic I call wisdom, right? And my anchor scripture is going to be Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Many of us know exactly what Proverbs 4, verse 7 says, right? It says, wisdom is the principal thing, so get wisdom. It's literally the principal thing, so get wisdom. The Bible will not be saying that wisdom is the principal thing if wisdom was not important. You know, many people think that it's strength that matters. You know, if I have big muscles, or I can hustle, or I can work hard. Don't get me wrong. All those things matter. Hard work matters. Hustle matters. Strength matters. But none of those things matter as much as wisdom. That's the truth. There are many problems in life that you can never solve without having wisdom. You may try to go at it with all your strength. Oh, let me put my nose to the grindstone. Let me put in more hours with this problem. And the problem is not going to resolve itself. So that's why wisdom is important. So what in the world is wisdom? Well, I think to understand what wisdom is, let's talk about what knowledge is to start. So what is knowledge? Knowledge is the know what, right? So it's basically like having information. But again, information is great. It's good to have information because some people actually don't have information at all. In fact, there's this part of the Bible that says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So they literally don't even know what is keeping them in that bad situation in life. So it's important to know, right? You need to know. You don't want to be ignorant. You can't use ignorance as an excuse. I feel like these days we live in a world where you really can't say that you were ignorant of something. Because if you just do some deep diving, do some digging, you can find out some very useful information, right? So you need to have knowledge first. But once you have the know what, the next thing is to then grasp that thing, to be able to put some meaning to that knowledge you've just acquired. That's understanding, right? So that's the second process you want to take. Your knowledge is the first step. You're gaining information. Understanding, right, is where you grasp that information. You assign meaning to that information. And then what is wisdom? Wisdom is the know-how. Wisdom is the active part of knowledge. It's basically being able to apply that knowledge that you've just assigned some meaning to, right? It's basically like a divinely inspired means of accomplishing a goal. It's like the solution to a problem, right? Wisdom solves problems, right? Wisdom is where you correctly apply knowledge, right? So for example, you see a lot of people, they go to church every Sunday. They go to church during the week for Bible study. But then they're like, this thing is not making any impact in my life. One of the reasons, I would say probably the most common reason why the word does not work for many people is because they just don't put it into practice. They hear it, their hearts are filled with joy on Sunday or during the week during Bible study. And then they don't apply it. The Bible says that if a man hears the word of God and doesn't do it, it's like a man that's looking at himself in a mirror, you know, sees what he looks like and then straight away forgets what kind of person he is. So those are the things that all happen when a person when a person does not apply the word of God, right? Because the word of God, yes, you have that information, but you got to use that information for it to profit your life, right? Again, there's a very big difference between information you have and information that you apply, right? So again, wisdom is basically putting God's word to work, is applying the truth of the word of God, right? Really, many things in life that you desire, you can produce those things by, again, just applying wisdom, by applying wisdom. You see many people that are very successful and they don't necessarily have the great background and everything, right? But again, with wisdom, you can work yourself out of those problems, right? And you see some people, one problem with some Christians is they're so hard on like, oh, prayer and fasting. Again, I'm not saying you shouldn't pray and fast. Prayer and fasting is absolutely necessary, right? There are certain problems that will not resolve without fasting. Literally, a part of the Bible says, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Right? But again, there are some things that people pray and fast about where they just need to apply the wisdom of the word of God to, and that problem will resolve itself. Right? So again, wisdom is a very important thing. You see many people in the Bible that succeeded because of wisdom. People like Daniel. Daniel succeeded because he was really wise. Joseph. Joseph succeeded because he was really wise. Right? So wisdom is very, very, very important. And you may say, okay, Divine, why is wisdom important? Well, wisdom is important for a few reasons. Well, the first reason is it's the key to divine favor. Right? Is the key to divine favor. The thing is, when you're obeying God's word, when you're practicing the wisdom of the word of God, then God assigns favor to your path because you're engaging with the principles that God has set up in the first place. right? Wisdom, another reason why it's very important is, wisdom is important because it's the thing that many other things of your life flow from, right? Like, for example, the King Solomon, that, you know, is regarded as the wisest king that has ever lived. When God basically offered him a blank check, like, what do you want? Think about it. If a person said, you know what? What do you want? I'm just imagining what many people will ask for. Many people will say, ooh, give me money, give me cars, give me a new car, give me a new house, give me some money in the bank, help me win the lottery, da-da-da-da-da, right? But Solomon asked for the most important thing. He said, you know what? Give me wisdom. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for any other thing. He just asked for wisdom. And Solomon was a smart person. You know why he asked for wisdom? He knew that, you know what? If I can just get this wisdom, every other thing I need, wealth, money, this or whatever, is going to come because I have wisdom, right? So wisdom is the most, is the one of the most important things in the life of anyone. If you want to get to the top, you need to be a wise person. You need to be a wise person. Again, Daniel came in as an immigrant into the land of Babylon, but was able to make something great out of his life. Why? Because of wisdom. Look at Joseph. Joseph came into Egypt as a slave, but he was able to make something great out of his life. Why? Because of wisdom. You want to have consistent successes. That's where wisdom comes in. Again, wisdom is just very vital. Wisdom is very, very vital. When you apply wisdom to an activity, that activity is more likely going to be successful, right? It's not really the resources you have that matter. It's just the wisdom that matters. You see some people, they have great resources, and then they squander those resources because they lack wisdom. And then you see another person that starts off with like $100 in their pocket and able to multiply that multiple fold. Why? Just because they attach wisdom to it, right? So that's why you need to invest all you can in getting wisdom. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom with all you're getting, right? Like literally there are whole chapters in the book of Proverbs that are devoted to how much work and investment you should put in to get wisdom. Because when you get wisdom, you can accomplish so much more in life, right? Even if you want to have a successful marriage, you need wisdom, right? When wisdom is not applied to marriage, that marriage falls apart. But when wisdom is applied to that marriage sticks together, right? Again, like dwelling with someone for decades that you've never dwelt with before, right? It requires a lot of wisdom. But again, if you add wisdom to that thing, there is literally a wisdom for every kind of activity. There's a wisdom that is necessary for marriage. There's a wisdom that is necessary for even serving God. There's a wisdom that is necessary for waging warfare. There's wisdom that is necessary for winning battles. There's wisdom that is necessary for doing well at work. There's wisdom that is necessary for many, 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 many things. Many, many things. And by the grace of God, I think I'm going to split this into a two-part topic. The next series, which I'll, you know, God willing, talk about on Sunday, is we're going to talk about how to get wisdom and how to walk in wisdom, right? So again, one of the wisest decisions you can take in life is giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Literally, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Like literally, to even begin in wisdom, you need to have the fear of the Lord. So why don't you take that decision today of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He's willing to turn your life around. He's willing to move you in the right direction. So if you want to make that decision today, if you want to take that first step towards wisdom, towards having a great relationship with God, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. And I want to pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Heavenly Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast that you please give them the grace and the strength to walk in wisdom. We are asking for wisdom because wisdom is the principal thing. Help us to walk in wisdom in every area of our lives. And as we do that, Lord, let us prosper, let us succeed, let us fulfill purpose, and let us make heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So again, if you just listen to this podcast, if you just give your life to Christ, I will encourage you to find a Bible, find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is a great one. You know, you can study in the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. Read the Bible. Do what it says. Don't just read it and learn. Read it and do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then secondly, find a Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. Find a church where the undiluted word of God is preached. Because again, there are many churches these days that twist the word of God around to better suit the times, right? But the word of God is unchanging, but it's ever applying. So find a place that preaches the word of God. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many great churches all over the world, right? Find a good church, Bible-believing church. Plug yourself in with other believers. Do what God's word says. As you're applying the word of God, you're literally walking in wisdom. And as you do that, all will be well with you. Thank you for listening to me. Until the next podcast, God bless you. I'll see you then. Thank you.